Blog Talk Radio.
WD Miss B Radio.
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? What you what you talking about?
All right, you're live. BWD Radio with me, your host, who else? Miss V. You can call in, hit the digits 347-237-4501. In just a moment, I'll be joined by Urban. Well, I wouldn't say that she's urban, but she's New York. Unless she's on the urban side of New York. But our R&B artist, Nikia, she'll be joining us in just a minute. BWD Radio is all about diversity, unity, and the indie artists of today. We consider support and play all genres of music worldwide. You can take BWD Radio on the go with you by downloading our mobile app. Available on iTunes and Google Play. Be sure to grab the app, bwdradio.com. All right, and go ahead and bring Nikia on in. Nikia, girl, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I don't know. I think I'm behind the eight ball a little bit. Having one of those days, but outside, everything is well. Well, it's actually good. Very good to actually be able to touch base with you and chop it up with you. And I believe it was mid-April of last year that we caught up with you. So it's definitely a pleasure. And it's going to be great to hear what you have going on for your 2017 happenings. Your latest single release titled Gone. In fact, I think I just seen the video for that. It come flying through. So it's going to be exciting to hear a little bit more about that for your latest single titled Gone featuring D that is already spinning in rotation on BWD Radio. You have a lot going on, girl.
I do.
Oh,
I definitely
my goodness.
Do.
All right, well then, let's go ahead and jump right on in. Where are you originally from, and where are you based out of? Just introduce us to Nikia.
All right, so, I mean, I was born in New York, raised half in New York, half in California, in Los Angeles, so back and forth. Right now, I'm currently in New York. This is where, you know, the base of most of, you know, my producers are. So that's why I'm in New York. So Gone is the first single off of the new album Beautiful Scar, which the album actually drops May 8th. The single right now is on pre-order at iTunes and Amazon, and it actually goes live for sale on February 28th.
Huh. Wow. That's awesome. So who are some of your musical influences growing up, and what inspires you to just continue the years that are going on, that you continue to be the singer and the songwriter that you are today and that you've become?
Well, a lot of, you know, musical influences. I really like, you know, real music. I don't really too much care for sampling and stuff like that. So, you know, growing up, you know, I listened to people like Whitney Houston, Patti LaBelle, the OJs, Ray Goodman and Brown, Charlie Wilson, the Gap Band. So there's elements of those styles that come with my music. But, I mean, there's also, you know, on, you know, the pop side of things, you know, there's elements of like, you know, like Leona Lewis. Even like in some of my songs, there's a couple of, you know, jazz elements and stuff like that. So, I mean, that's really, you know, what my music is kind of about, the direction that it goes in. As far as me every year, day by day, you know, writing and creating new material, there's always something new in the world happening. And no one ever gets tired of a good love story, because you can tell a good love story in a million different ways, whether it's the good part of that love story or the bad part or somewhere in between. And I'd like to, you know, I say that, like, my writing is very personal. This particular album, Beautiful Scar, is the first time that I really took a lot of pieces from my personal life and put it into the music. Not necessarily what's going on right this second, but, you know, just things that have happened in the journey of my whole life. So this album, I would say, is one of my best albums and one of my most favorites, because of the simple fact that I took most of the elements of my personal life and put it into the music.
Awesome. So you have to listen to it. In fact, I believe for your magazine interview, we were asking you if you were single, and you just came right out, and you're like, well, you'll have to find out, and you have to listen to the album.
Exactly.
That was good. I don't think too many can really say that can personally say, okay, well, you just listen to the album. You just listen to the whole album, and you're going to be able to answer that question. That was really, really cool. That was cool.
Yes.
And curious to know, are you solely in the genre of R&B, or have you felt inspired to, you know, take part in any other genres of music? Dabbling here and there into some other subgenres as well, and maybe some fusions. There is R&B, that's where your home is.
Well, R&B is where my home is, but I do dabble. I mean, this particular album, again, there's more pop elements in this album than there has been in any of my other albums. There's some crossover stuff in there. I actually just got done recording a duet with an Italian singer, and that was a different experience for me. You don't underestimate yourself as an artist, and you know what you can do. But that was one of the most challenging things for me, because when this particular artist, you know, his style of music, When his team called me in and they, I love your voice, I want you to be on a duet. And so I said, okay. So I get down to the studio with my team. His team is there. We listen to the song, and I'm in my mind, I'm like, I can't sing like this. Like I don't sing in this style. So my my assistant said, you know what? Just give it a try. So I said, okay. It definitely took me more effort, because I am not an Italian singer. I don't sing operatic style, but the song came out beautiful, and I executed it, you know, I executed it very well. So that, you know, I surprised myself. But, you know, when you're an artist, when you're a singer and you can truly sing, I believe you can sing in any style. It's all about, you know, just, you know, the emotion and the feeling behind the song.
Yeah, that's wow. That definitely had to have been a highlight. Oh my goodness!
It definitely was. It definitely was.
Wow, that's great. You know, you learn so much from those experiences, and just makes you grow as an artist. Anytime you try something different and you come outside of maybe the box or just, you know, the circle of what you're used to. But awesome. That's awesome to hear. So if you had to describe your music, you know, to just anyone that has never heard of you until like now, what's the best way that you would explain your sound, your music?
I would say that my music is like love and pain just wrapped into one. When you listen to my songs, you can definitely, whether you're in love, whether you're sad, whether you're happy, whatever emotion you're going through, you can relate, and you're going to definitely understand the song. You're going to understand the pain in the song. You're going to understand the love in the song. You're going to understand the hurt, the grief, the happiness, the sorrow. You're going to understand every element of the song. So if you're looking for a good love story or even a good breakup story, when you listen to my song, that's the story that you want to listen to.
I definitely believe that too. And I could say that from the viewpoint of listening to your music over the years. And for anyone, you know, make sure you visit the soundsofnakia.com, and you can see her bio there, or you can see her bio on her interview page on bwdradio.com. And she gets actually a little more. You actually get in even deeper with your words on explaining it. So, and that was pretty deep. But for those that, you definitely make sure that you read Nakia's her whole biography. It's pretty outstanding how she goes in even a little bit deeper than that, and that was deep. But you hit it right on the nail. Right on the nail, absolutely. Now, Nakia, you have accomplished so much over the years. You're just an ever-growing artist, and that's always refreshing to someone, you know, like me with my ears. You know, as much as I love music and as diverse as I am. So, but what do you feel has been, outside of the Italian episode, what do you feel has been your greatest achievement thus far as a performer, as a singer, as a songwriter, just as an overall artist, I suppose?
To be honest, I don't feel like I can answer that question because there's so much more for me to do. I don't think that I've achieved what I'm supposed to achieve yet. So
I like that.
Maybe in a year from now or 2 years from now, when we come back to the table and we talk, then maybe I would have hit a bigger milestone than milestones that I'm hitting now. Because, you know, recording an album and putting an album out, that's the easy part. The hard part is what comes after. And it's also the scary part as well, because you never know, as good as you may feel that your project or your product is, there's always that feeling of, okay, what if they don't like it? What if someone just doesn't like it? And as an artist, you always have that in your mind. So you're always working so hard every day to promote yourself, to put yourself out there. And it's harder now in the industry. So it's every time I do a project, I'm always, you know, striving to do better than the last project. So I definitely feel like there's so much more that I have to do that I haven't hit any of my milestones yet.
Yeah, because you're in for the longevity, and so you're constantly honing and growing, you know, your craft, you know, and
exactly.
And so that's even refreshing, the honesty into that answer. Because if there's really not one major thing like, oh my goodness, like I can't, you know, then I could see what that would be a hard question to really come out and give something very substantial there. So I really appreciate that honesty there. It's definitely refreshing. let me throw this at you. What is your... It seems like you really do enjoy the songwriting part, but out of the whole, you know, everything that it takes to craft a single, what part of is your favorite part? What is your favorite part of crafting a single?
Well, I can tell you my least favorite part is actually recording it. And the reason why my least favorite thing is recording it is because I'm such a perfectionist that I will dwell over. I'll record a song. The team, everyone will listen to it. They'll say it's great, it's perfect. I'll listen to it and I'll say no, I don't like that word. And they're like, you're crazy. It sounds hot. And I'm like, I don't like that word. And I will go and go and go and go until finally, like, I have to stop myself. So that's my least favorite part. My favorite part is not the writing. It's not the recording. It's
wow.
the actual getting on stage. That's where I'm in my element. And that's where I get to express myself and be free and express myself to an audience to make them understand what I'm feeling in the song. I want them to feel what I feel in that particular song. So whether I'm performing for an audience of one or if I'm performing for an audience of 10,000, I want the experience to be the same thing. I want everyone in that room, no matter how big or small, when they walk out, to cry, to laugh, to smile. I want the music to mean something to them, and I want them to not forget it. So that's my favorite part of this whole adventure.
Outstanding. Great answer. Great answer. So fill us in with the success that you're having with your latest single titled Gone, the inspiration behind it, as well as where can we go and get all your music?
Okay. So, well, basically, the inspiration behind the song, and it kind of tells the story in the video. You know, it's just about someone, you know, leaving a relationship and really outgrowing the other person. And we all know that happens sometimes. Someone will be ready to let go and somebody won't be ready to let go. Because people are always at different points in their life. But just because someone's ready to let go of you doesn't mean you're ready to let go of that person. And you struggle with the fact to accept that because it doesn't matter what you want at that point. If that person no longer wants you, there's nothing that you can do. So that's basically, you know, what the story of the song is about. But again, it's on pre-sale right now on Amazon and on iTunes. But once it goes live on February 20th, it'll be everywhere. It'll be on iTunes, Amazon, Tidal, Spotify, anywhere. You know, you can go on my website, www.soundsandnakia.com. You can even go on YouTube, Vivo, watch the video, and you can play it over and over and over and over again and watch the video and listen, you know, to the song. But, you know, you'll probably have to watch the video a couple of times because even myself, you always catch something that you didn't catch before when you watched it the first time. So
just like a good movie.
Yes, absolutely.
Just like a good movie. Well, you know, so then the best hot spot would be Sounds of Nakia website would be the best place to go to see what's going on and where your music's at and where to get it.
Yes. I mean, you can get tour dates on there, links to all my social media, you know, how to contact me, how to book me, you know, PR purposes, you know, everything's on there.
Okay, great, great. So do you have some live events going, coming up or just any other project happenings that you'd like to share with us? You know, what's next for Akia? Anything we should be circling on our calendars?
I don't have any exact dates right now, but there is a tour in the making right now. And there are some shows coming up, and they will be, once they're in stone, they will be posted, you know, to my event calendar on my website. But I can to say that this is going to be a very, very busy year. And I will be doing some shows in California this year, some shows down in Atlanta, some in North Carolina. I'll be in Virginia, Pennsylvania, Connecticut, so New York.
Awesome.
So I'll be everywhere. So just have to keep checking
awesome.
The site.
Awesome. Awesome. All right. Well, before you leave out and take us into your latest single, do you have any shout-outs that you would like to get on out there?
Oh, my God. So I have so many shout-outs, and I'm so sorry if I forget anybody because my team is so big. And, you know, sometimes when you do shout-outs and then later they're like, oh, you shouted this person out but not me. And it's like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. There's, like, a lot going on. Okay, so I definitely want to thank the producer who produced this song. I also want to, you know, just thank my whole team. I want to thank Dee for featuring on the song, Bobby Six for producing the song. I didn't say your name. I just realized that. See how things happen. Billy Sales for his graphics on the single cover. I want to thank you guys, BWD Magazine, of course, for having me on. Paul Anderjack from PMA Studios. I record there a lot. Love him to death. Oh my goodness. I'm drawing a blank. So I want to thank my whole team and everybody and anybody who had anything to do with any of my projects, supporting me. My team has been strong from day one, and they've stayed down with me. Even like when we hit our lows, we hit our highs, my team is solid and they're there. Sean Keys, my musical director, my whole band, Dave, everyone in my band. Yeah, and if I forgot anybody, I'm so sorry. And, oh, I thank my mom, of course, and I thank God. And, of course, I thank all my brothers and sisters for harassing me and getting on my nerves and critiquing me, critiquing the crap out of everything, driving me nuts. But other than that, I thank everybody so much. And if I forgot you, feel free to inbox me and, like, kick me, send me, like, the middle finger emoji or whatever.
All right. Well, you know, as always, it's been a pleasure catching up with you and seeing what's going on and just even chopping it up. So why don't you go ahead and take us on into your latest single and make sure that you all check out that video.
Okay, so you are listening to my new single, Gone by Nakia on BWZ Radio.
Word.
Look me in the eyes right now. Tell me what we had was a lie. I was feeling your vibe. It was just you and I, and you always feeling my thighs. Kissing on my neck, saying you'll always be mine. Now 2 months passed, is this love a lie? Long gone, so gone, I'm not over you. Come back, flex up, don't act brand new. You play me like a fool, I ain't chasing you. Boy, why stop playing, just